Last year, Australians handed in more than 50,000 firearms during a national amnesty. Gun owners could hand in a gun to police or a gun range with no questions asked, and the program's success has prompted calls for a permanent amnesty. While that may not happen, New South Wales authorities are now saying they will hold another amnesty later this year, as Penny Timms reports.
During a gun amnesty, a firearm can be handed in to police or a registered gun dealer without the risk of a prosecution or probing questions. And the last one was a huge success. Most of the more than 50,000 items handed in Australia-wide were either destroyed, sold to a dealer, or put on hold until the owner could get the correct licences to own legally. And the majority of firearms were handed in New South Wales. Now police in that state say they will hold another amnesty for 3 months from July. Gary Warboys is the Deputy Police Commissioner, Regional New South Wales, and he's hoping for similar success.
We're a large state. We have a very large country community in and around small and large farming properties. And to me, it's a positive that 25,000 items are either registered, destroyed, or in fact the opportunity for people to sell those to licensed dealers.
During the previous amnesty, I spoke to several people, especially those who perhaps ran gun ranges, for example, who were optimistic and hopeful that perhaps an amnesty could be extended indefinitely. Do you think that that idea has merit?
We know that when we put timeframes around it, it puts a degree of pressure on people to make choices and decisions. So we think that the publicity that comes with it, the fact that there is a time frame, all goes well towards people, good people in our community, not just complying with the law, but also making a moral choice around what's right and wrong.
Are you concerned about the number of firearms that could be out there in the community at the moment, especially those that police may not be aware of?
Oh, absolutely. Like, firearms pose a risk. There's no doubt about that. When they're not properly managed, when they're in the wrong hands, there are any amount of responsible firearms owners out there, and you know, whether it's for vermin control, whether it's people going about their business on farms or sporting shooters, we know that those people are well and truly in the main behave responsibly and take the ownership of firearms as a high priority in their lives. But we also know that that there are many places. These are things that are handed down through generations of families that might have been there when they bought the farm. They might be antique or heirloom items. This gives people the opportunity to say, well, we really don't need them. They are of little value to us. Let's get rid of them. Again, it's not just a legal decision, but I think it's important that people think about the safety of their communities. Where firearms and we don't know where they are, they can often provide an opportunity for thieves. And this is just really about doing the right thing. Decent people doing the right thing in their communities.
Deputy Police Commissioner for Regional New South Wales, Gary Warboys, speaking with our reporter, Penny Timms.